Welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Saturday morning, August 17, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of arts and entertainment news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
The Animals Lawsuit Against Humanity to premiere at Earth Law Center's Climate Week on September 23rd, highlighting the global movement to give animals legal representation. The Animals Lawsuit Against Humanity will premiere at Earth Law Center's Climate Week on September 23rd, showcasing the global movement to provide animals with legal representation. Rabbi Anson Leitner and Rabbi Dan Bridges' adaptation of the ancient tale highlights the interfaith approach to environmentalism. The play delves into the trial between humans and animals, addressing the conflict between animal rights and human exploitation. Grant Wilson, executive director of Earth Law Center, emphasizes the relevance of the play to modern ecocentrism, reflecting efforts to defend the rights of ecosystems and species. ELC, known for advancing rights of nature and animal rights globally, will host the theatrical reading produced by Jack and Grace Productions. A panel discussion with environmental leaders will follow the performance, exploring the play's significance in contemporary legal movements and challenges.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.